Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. and that was fantastic. And now, what we have it's a little break, you know, a little break, so I can talk to you and mention, you know, what's going on this week. Not much, you know, the malice, you know, still goes on. The war now with Iran, you know, can you believe that? You know, from one country to another, and another, and another, and so on. And then this fellow tried to tell the world, you know, what to do, how to behave, how to make business, how to, drive themselves, you know, run themselves, you know, under his orders. Which is, I don't know, man, we're talking about, a proper dictator, you know, and this guy, if he criticizes Hitler for trying to invade the world and conquer the whole planet, you know, we're not very far from that, you know, having this guy in power and also requesting help from the rest of the world to carry on with his war on Iran and Lebanon. This is so bad, honestly. I keep saying that I don't want to disappoint you or let you down or put you off any situations, you know. All we have to do is just just whatever you're requested to give a signature or your opinion about what is going on, just go against it, you know, oppose the war, oppose threats and bullying, you know, from this fella, you know. And now we got in Argentina, we got a similar situation with the guy who thinks he's the boss of the whole continent, you know. And now we got one in Chile. But my God, what's going on with the world? You know, the drugs are too strong, you know, and the drugs, they don't relax you; they make you feel bad. You know, they gives you a bad sensation, bad feeling, bad thoughts. You know, like, I take drugs, you know, now I feel like, oh, my God, I want to control the world, you know. All these people, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, they're, consuming some substances that are affecting their brain, you know, because anyone in a normal, real, regular, you know, healthy brain, you know, hell, being the leader of a country, you know, will not behave in such a way, you know. Now we got a Chilean guy who is actually a supporter of the genocide in Palestine, supporter of Trump, which links all these things are linked together, you know. Milei, the gun in Argentina, Cassie, one in Chile. We got Trump, you know, in the United States. We got Netanyahu, you know, in Israel. And so it's only a few. It's not everyone. It's only a few. Why can't we, defeat those few? You know, not because they got a big country, you know, massive, expensive country, you know. Look at Israel, for example. It's a little dot right there, you know. We could just, like, you know, clean my hands with, you know. And the United States, you know, they like to start wars, you know, but they cannot finish them, you know, because the people who are defending themselves, you know, are the ones with the soul, with the people with the soul, with the feeling, you know, that I fight to the end, you know, because I'm defending my land, my country, my people. But when you're attacking, you're weaker than the one defending. Do you understand what I mean? The one defending, you know, is stronger because he's defending his land, his country, his people. With a soul, and he was born there. He or she was born there, and therefore that belongs to them. That belongs to there. Nobody's gonna come from outside and tell them what to do, what not to do, and how to control the and to try and control them. You know. So yeah, every time the United States, you know, they've been at war. You know, they've never won a war. I don't think have they won a war? No, you know, Salisbury planes, you know, all they did was just plant a flag, you know, but the destruction, their destruction was inevitable, you know. They were all, they were defeated everywhere they go. They were even defeated with in Vietnam, you know, with farmers, you know, fighting with really shitty weapons, you know, that sometimes they didn't fire, they failed, you know. But they defeated them because, and there again, they got their hearts put to it. They got their you know, their feelings, you know, and everything in it. That's why people who defend, people who defend is stronger than the ones who attack. The ones who attack, you know, if you're defending your country, you know, obviously you're gonna defend it with everything. If you're patriotic, that is, you know. Some people that are not that patriotic, you know, they think, oh, yeah, what the hell, you know. And, like, for example, that woman in United States, you know, that Machado woman, you know, who, by the way, you know, this is horrible. How pathetic this is. To start with, you know, the president of Chile, freshly elected president of Chile, has given the key to to Santiago, to the capital, to this woman who betrayed her own country, her own Venezuela. She was requesting and begging Donald Trump to send military forces into Venezuela to catch Maduro. And do you know what that means? You know, that every time, everywhere the United States has visited, they're very lucky when they are on holiday. They always find oil when they are on holiday, you know? And the holidays are very, very, very dangerous people to go on holiday, to accept, to welcome them into the holiday, you know, territory. Territory, I'm saying, like the beach, mountains, anywhere they go. It's just like the Zionists, you know. The Zionists were invited, well, not invited, actually. They were put there on that land in Gaza, in Palestine, and then once they got comfortable, they started expanding and trying to take over the whole place, and believing that that land was promised to them 3,000 years ago by a God who they don't believe in. Do you know what I mean? Well, anyway, you know, every madman or every mad person with their own theme, you know, their own subject. You know, and anyway, all these situations going on right now, you know, I'm shocked, you know, we are all shocked. Already the president of Chile, you know, in the first interview with the press, he avoided some questions, you know, because obviously he's not prepared to fulfill his manifesto, his program. When he was candidate of the for the presidency, he was saying that he was not going to cut the grants, you know, to university students. He was not going to make cuts, you know, in the health in health department. He was not going to cut the what was that, the other one? Oh, the pensioners' income. And so far, she started with already cutting the university fees, the university scholarships for students, cut down on that. He said, oh, this is a waste of money, blah, blah, blah. Very Thatcher-like. Thatcher used to do the same thing in the 80s. I remember we were striking, you know, marching on strikes, you know, because Thatcher wanted to cut money into the educational system of the UK, you know. So anyway, all these right-wing people, you know, where they stand, I don't know why people vote for them, because once they get into power, they forget about all the promises that they made, and they go all the opposite way. And people are so hypnotized, you know, so convinced, you know, that socialism, communism is bad for you. You know what I mean? Look at Vietnam, man. Look at Vietnam. Vietnam is better off than any other country in the UK, you know. Why you people go on holiday there? Because you got the holiday resources. They're beautiful. Everywhere is great. You know, everywhere the Americans have been, they're like flies. You know, flies, you know, you see a fly, you know, the fly, whoa, flies and stands on the table. And when she leaves or he leaves, there's always a little bit of poo on the table, right? Well, the United States of America, with their democracy, similar situation. Whatever they fly to, whatever they land, they leave a little bit of poo. Not a little bit of poo, they leave a massive lot of poo. Countries destroyed, economies down the drain, victims, people killed, you know, by a friendly fire, collateral damage, they call it, you know. It's just an assassination, just a homicide, that's what it is. And all these situations going on right now, and we are hypnotized by the news, you know. I mean, I don't watch the news very often because I know what they're going to say. I know who are they going to defend. I know who are they protecting. Epstein, you know, Epstein being protected even after his death, which many don't believe that he's dead. Many don't believe that he's dead, you know. Many believe that Trump wanted him dead. Many believe that he's not dead. Many believe that he's in Europe. Many, you know, there's a lot of this, believe that, blah, blah, blah. But believe you me, sisters and brothers, we have not have to obey this guy, because that's what he wants. He wants the whole world to obey him and be controlled by the United States. The United States is in decadence. The United States is going down. The United States, so-called democratic country and the number one country in the world, is not anymore. He wants, when he says, let's make America great again, you know, he should have another hat saying, I'm sorry I failed you. Sorry I failed. And then another hat, maybe, you know, a collection of hats, actually, you know, you could have them all along on the shelf. From the beginning, when he wanted to make America great, to another one, actually not going very well. The third one, we failed a little bit. Then a fifth one, we failed a bit more. Now America is not that great anymore, and so on. You know, they will have a collection of hats, you know, that you can wear depending on the occasion, you know. Whenever the government fails, you know, you put a hat on. Today we failed. Then maybe, well, okay, the price of oil is going up. You know, you got another hat there. All right, the economy is not going very well, you know. Anyway, you see what I mean? This is how people cannot do anything else, you know, apart from just protest, you know. And now if you protest, you get arrested or so on. So somebody suspected also put on the news, or not the news, I was watching, looking at Facebook, that Netanyahu is gone. That other guy, the animal who said that all the Gazans should be demolished, you know, and killed, every one of them, from children to every one of them, they suspect that he's also dead. So, well, people keep saying this and that, you know, but maybe they're pretending to be dead, you know, because they don't want any punishment. And also, they want empathy from the world, you know. They want, oh my God, so poor people. And you know, when the Americans, they put their coffins, you know, covered with their flag, you know, on the news, and they all cry, they go, oh my God, you know, he's dead, you know. But why, where did he die? Did he die in Washington? Did he die in Chicago? Did he die in New York? Did he die in California? Where did he die? Oh, he died in Israel, in the Middle East. Why did he go to die there? You know, I mean, like, what's he doing there? Exactly, my friends. They think they are warriors and the soldiers. They're just a bunch of mercenaries, you know, mercenaries that don't win wars. Mercenaries, they fill their pockets with money. And if they're lucky, they come out alive. Not even the governments, you know, are responsible for mercenaries. Mercenaries are on their own, you know, they do their own thing. Governments don't want to get involved in that because these people are killing people who they don't even know. What do they do? Money, you know, like the mercenaries from Latin America. They've gone, Colombians and Venezuelans who have gone to fight in Ukraine. Now, have you watched any documentaries from the Ukraine with the Latinos? You know, crying because the Ukrainians are very racist to them. They don't mix with them. They put them in different barracks, you know, with the minimum facilities. They took their passports for them. They've been asking their families back home if the money that was promised by the Ukrainian government has been paid. No, not a penny. So there you are. You see what I mean? Nobody wants to know these people. They want to use you and abuse you, and then they let you down, you know? And so many, man, it's incredible how the world is turned out to be. And because of the economy in the world, you know, it's so fragile. And also because it's a lot of unemployment, it's a lot of poverty. So whatever you offer people, you know, money for, they'll go for it because they obviously, you know, they need that kind of victims, you know, because the people are victims. And they are on purpose. They made victims on purpose. So then you can use them afterwards, you know? I mean, for example, let me tell you this, right? You know, during the dictatorship in Chile, you know, with Pinochet, books on the history of Chile were burned. Any books to do with socialism, radicalism, or communism, or anything to do with the truth and the history of Chile, they were all burned. You know, the army, the dictatorship, no, we don't want that. We don't want people to know that. We're going to get writers, you know, to write the new history because the history was written by communists. What? And so on. Now look at this guy who I just told you that he's cutting on the grants and scholarships for students, university students, right? Because a nation, in ignorance, you know, they're easier to control, easier to exploit, easier to abuse. So the least you know, the more abuse you get. The more ignorant you are, the more exploited you get. So they don't want people to know anything because obviously if they know, they'll wake up and they will turn around and say, listen, mate, you know, I know. And that's the word that they hate. The word know, to know. Education. Oh, my God, education. No. Don't let them get educated because otherwise we'll have more enemies. So there we are, my friends. You know, this is what it is. And the genocide in Gaza carries on. You know, they're trying to divert our concentration, our thoughts onto something else. They started a war with Iran because Epstein files are still being held because the United States is run by a guy who is into pedophilia, you know, and Zionist, you know. And people believe, oh, God, Mr. Trump. Oh, by the way, the Latinos who had Trump tattoo on their faces, on their arms, everywhere, most of them have been deported. You see what I mean? The politicians, you know, in general, I'm not just saying the ones from the right. There are some from the left also who actually take the pee-pee, you know? They promise you a lot of things, you know. When they get to power, they forget about it. They go the opposite way. You know, look at this Milei guy, you know, the self-proclaimed Jewish, you know, the president of Argentina. That guy's nuts. You know, Just look at his face. He's high on cocaine, man. You cannot be normal, you know, the way he behaves, the way he talks, you know, the way he, you know, he, even the way he dresses. My God, you know when Trump told off, oh, he didn't tell off. You made a comment about Zelensky, you know, being dressed for an interview with the president and the vice president. Man, okay, you don't have to wear a suit every time you meet one of these presidents or politicians, you know. But at least make an effort, you know, wear some sporty clothes or something, but look clean, look tidy, you know. Have you ever seen Milei, the president of Argentina? Even when he puts a suit on, he looks like a Trump, you know? Sorry about that, all the Trumps around the world and the vagabonds, you know, but I'm afraid, you know, that if you street person, you know, homeless, were given the power to be a president or a minister, wouldn't you make an effort in trying to look a bit more presentable? Of course you would. Everyone does. Because we all got a bit of brain in the head, and we think that depending on where you are, you know, how you behave, how you dress, you know, how you speak, you know what I mean. But this guy doesn't know anything at all. You see, and that's the guy who president, the new president of Chile, said, "Oh, we got a lot to learn from Milei." I'm sorry, Chile. I'm Chilean, and I'm miles away from you, but I feel for you, Chile. I really feel for you, and I feel for my brothers and sisters in Argentina too, that they got two clowns in power, you know, who are gonna destroy the country, if not stop before that. Okay, amigos, here we go with some more music on. And Sheffield Live, Latino Dance with you until 7 o'clock.
Venga, venga. Que mi cariño tú lo tienes, tenga. Que titiritaina, que titirimundi, que titiritero. Tiene el tengarenga, el tengarenga tiene lo que no que.
This song is for Margarita Ramos, who is listening to the show all the way from Spain. And my compadre Jose, also listening to the show from Sheffield. Here we go. Margarita, this is for you.
Como titila, que titilando está, mi gaita de luna, pedacito de pan, la telita de sábado. Siete le llevo contado, del hombro al que me he bordado, por encima de la blusa, tiene que se asoma, el que más me gusta. Si no te quiere nadie, ¿por qué no quiere? Ya que eres bonita, qué bonita eres, con la labia salsa de enero. Guasa nunca fue hermosa, ya verá que vendrá. Hay el amor en un cometa, si por un cariño sueña, cuando tú quieras vienes. Hey, hey, hey. La telita de Sabadell, luna de 90 o 100, 27 les llevo contado, del hombro al primer bordado. Que la telita de Sabadell, 27
encima de la blusa tiene que se asoma el que más me gusta. La telita de Sababé, una de 90 o 100, 27 le llevo contado, del hombro al primer bordado. Que la telita de Sababé, una de 90 o 100, 27 le llevo contado, del hombro al primer bordado. Por encima de la blusa tiene que se asoma el que más me gusta. La telita de Sababé,
oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you that I read on the news that the United States and the UN are condemning Iran for using weapons too strong for them to stop. Right. You know, you throw the stone, man, and now you hide your hand. You know, what's the matter with you guys, you know? And this is the cowardice from the United States. I'm from the Zionists, you know. The Zionists also complaining, you know, that Iran, they're attacking Israel too much. What? You've been killing people for 77 years, man. You've been destroying the whole nation. And now you're crying because you attacked these people and they retaliated right now. You know, they're defending themselves. They've got the right to defend themselves. Can you believe that? Of course you can. You should believe it. Don't be silly.
Hey, Magdalena, hold on. There's a line of blue, don't get the divorce. There lived three crazy locos. Their names were Los Marihuanos. There was only three things that matter in their life, you see. Music, marijuana, and muchachas. Never thought they were going to be stars ever, Holmes. Until now. Los Marihuanos have arrived. Chale, Holmes.
Los Marihuanos!
Los marihuanos, ya llegaron. Los marihuanos, ya llegaron. Ya llegaron.
Todos digan México. Say ho. Diga ho, ho. Now scream.
Los marihuanos ya llegaron. Mira, ira, nadie que te cuida. Fumando toda mi vida. Toque, pega como un choque. No que, no, música rock and roll, what, y hip hop. Juntos y unidos para la gente, sí. Diferentes estilos, puro raza, aquí cabrones, mexicanos, aquí mamones.
Diga México, got the flow, oh, diga México, got the flow. Se raza, ¿qué te pasa? ¿Qué te pasa?
¿Dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente latino? Hacen ruido, ¿dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente latino? Hacen ruido, ¿dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente latino? Hacen ruido, ¿dónde está mi gente? ¿Dónde está mi gente?
Yo fumo marihuana.
donde me quise caer. No puedes contener, tus garras se despiertan.
Lo que más te va, lo podés tocar, se puede picar.
Amigas, this is the end, my only friend, the end. Right, okay, I'm going to leave you with music now for the last 10 minutes because I know, guys, you want to dance, yeah? So let's go for it then, and I want to ask you for a big favor. Please love one another and free Palestine. Till next Monday.
Lleva la miseria. ¿Qué está pasando? ¿Qué? Somos personas serias. Ajá. Meditación consciente, conocemos la materia. Somos R, fumamos a conciencia y disfrutamos elevados. Vamos, inspirados por la gracia del más alto. Y yo que me levanto por mi bienestar absoluto, me fumo un fruto y en un minuto disfruto el bienestar absoluto. Recibo bendición con inspiración del más alto poder en Sion. Smoking sin semilla, ganja medicina, hierba sagrada, creación divina. Bien saben los de Babilón que mi ganja es una planta y que a mi gente le encanta fumarla. Saben, lo ven, de la tierra crece, entonces déjenos usarla. Again. Bien saben los de Babilón que mi ganja es una planta y que a mi gente le encanta fumarla. Saben, lo ven, si de la tierra crece, entonces déjenos usarla. Bien saben, bien saben, y que nos encanta fumarla,
nos encanta fumarla.
Bien saben.
Thank you.
cosa frecuente que frente a ti se encuentren miles de problemas que tengas que enfrentar. De repente se pone feo tu presente y no sabes para qué lado tirar. Yo sé, Irie, si es dura la batalla, tranqui, más dulce la victoria. Irie, fumamos de la calle, tranqui estamos, sabemos hacia dónde vamos. Nadie entiende, somos algo raro entre la gente y solo soy un hijo de Chan, un delincuente. Mienten, ensucian nuestra imagen, pero con la del más alto ni lo intenten. And the cops que vienen con el bombo clats, no les gusta que fumemos ganja y amenazan con one shot. Es más difícil cuando sientes encontrar la